So let's review. In the previous daf, the Mishnah listed several examples of hafara that are invalid because they were betos, made under mistaken assumptions. The Gemara explains that we interpret the pasuk Yoni Oisa, he restrains her, to mean that he must have in mind L'shem Oisa Shenadra, that particular woman, and so too, he cannot be mistaken about any other significant details. The Gemara now compares this to a similar drush regarding Kriya, when the mourner rends his garment. The pasuk says, V'chazik David b'vgada v'yikroim al-shal v'al Yohanesin b'nai. David HaMelech tore his clothing upon hearing of the death of Shal HaMelech and his son Yohanesin. Al has a similar connotation to the word Oisa, and yet the Braisa tells us, Amr loy meis aviv v'kara v'ach kach nemtze b'noi yotza. One can fulfill his obligation of Kriya, even if he was mistaken about the identity of the Nifter when he tore his clothing. On the other hand, there is another Braisa that seems to disagree. He did not fulfill his obligation in this manner, similar to the halacha of Afara. The Gemara proposes two solutions. Firstly, the first braisa is a case of stam, where he was told that a relative had died, and he just assumed it was his father. Therefore, he was yaitzi. The braisa agrees with the second braisa b'mefarish. When he was explicitly told that it was a different relative, he is not yoytze, because the Kriya was for the wrong person. Ultimately, kam betoich kedei diber, kam la'achar kedei diber. Hodika amrit yotze yidei Kriya, shenimtze benoi betoich kedei diber, hoda amrit lo yotze yidei Kriya, la'achar kedei diber. The first braisa can also be speaking b'mefarish, as the Lashon indicates, amr lo meis avev. Yet he is yoytze if nimtze benoi betoich kedei diber. He discovered the true identity of the deceased within Toich Kedei Dibur of the Kriya, which is defined as Kedei She'ila Shalom, the amount of time it takes to say the three words, Shalom Alecha Rabbi. The Gemara adds that even Misha Yesh Lechayla B'Toich Beisei, V'Nes Aleph U'Kmedumish Emes, someone thought that an ill member of his household had died. V'Kara V'Achekach Mes, he tore his clothing, and only afterwards did the Chayla actually die. We still say Toich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami. And it was Yaitzi the Kriya, even though it was done before the death, as long as it was within the time frame of Toich Kedei Dibur. These same qualifications apply to Hafara and Hakama. If they were done Bistam, when he only made an erroneous assumption, or if he was informed of his error, Toich Kedei Dibur, the Hafara or Hakama is still valid. The Gemara points out, Hilchasa Toich Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami, Chutz Mimagadiv, V'Oivid Avedis Kechavim, U'Mekadish, Umegarish. Although the principle of Toich Kedei Dibur is used almost universally, there are four areas where it does not apply. If someone is Megadif, blasphemes, or worships Avodah Zarah, or is Mekadish or Megarish a woman, and immediately thereafter wants to retract his actions or words, we do not give him the usual grace period of Toich Kedei Dibur. The Ran explains, Dibushar mili d'lei chomer kulei hai, k'sha'odim oisa oisam loy b'gmar daitai hu oisa. One usually acts without complete certainty, but rather, he relies on the possibility to recant Toich Kedei Dibur. However, these four issues, since they carry very severe consequences, one only does them if he is unreservedly decisive and therefore he does not have the right to retract. Zakh the Mishnah, Amr Kainim to Einim Vanovim Elu, Shani to Emes. If a woman made one neder forbidding both figs and grapes, Kayim le to Einim Kulikayim. Her husband's confirmation regarding the figs is a comma on the entire neder, and he can no longer be made for the neder regarding the grapes. However, Hafer le to Einim, Einim Mufer Achayofer Afla Novim. If he revoked the neder regarding the figs, the grapes remain prohibited. The Ran brings an opinion that Einim Mufer Klal. Afar was ineffective even regarding the figs. The Gemara explains that our Mishnah is of the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, who interprets the word yikimena to mean yakum mimeno, that the entire neder is confirmed if he was mekayim even only a part of it. The word yifirena does not carry the same implication, and so a partial afar will not revoke the entire neder. However, Bekiva argues that since the pasuk says isha yikimena v'isha yifirena, it draws a hekesh, a parallel between Afar and Hakama. Ma Hakama mimeno, Afar mimeno. a partial hafara does nullify the entire neder. The Chacham agree with this Hekesh, but they compare Hakama to Hafara differently. Mahafara, Masha Hafer Hafer, Afakama Masha Kaim Kaim. Just as Hafara can be only partially effective, Hakama is also only partially effective. The Ran quoted an opinion earlier that the Hafara is completely ineffective, and he brings a Tesefta to support this view. According to this opinion, our Gemara must read Mahafara, Masha Hafer Lehofer, Afakama Masha Kaim Lekaim. Just as a partial hafara is completely ineffective, an incomplete hakama is also completely ineffective. Our Mishnah continues, Amr kainim te'ena shani te'emes va'anava shani te'emes, using an expression of Isr twice. Hare ilu shnei nedarim, there are two distinct nedarim, and a hakama or hafara on one will not affect the other. The Gemara quotes a similar machlokes regarding shvuas hapikadon. If someone denies owing money to several creditors, and falsely swears to all of them at once, saying, Shavua she'en lecha b'yadi, v'loy lecha, it's viewed as if he made a separate oath to each claimant, and he's culpable for each one. Rav Shimon disagrees, and considers them all to be part of one inclusive Shavua. He only views them as distinct oaths, k'sheyem eshvua lecha lecha ve'echad, if he used separate expressions of Shavua. Clearly, masnit Rav Shimon, our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rav Shimon, and therefore requires the neder to be expressed twice for them to be viewed as individual nedar. We continue with the next Mishnah. A neder can only be revoked or confirmed by Yom Shammai on the day the Baal first hears of it. Our Mishnah now defines Yom Shammai in greater detail. Zok the Mishnah, Yedeani sheyesh nedarim, aval ein yedei sheyesh mefirin yofer. If the husband claims that although he was aware of the neder, he was not aware of his ability to revoke his wife's nedarim, he may revoke the neder at a later date. As the Ran explains, Adahu Yema Lekarina Beyem Shammai. Without this knowledge, it's not considered truly hearing of the neder, and the day when he discovers this is the real Yem Shammai. However, if he says, Yodeani Shesh Mefirin, Avil Eini Yedesh Shezeh Neder, he was aware of his ability to revoke the neder in the general, but did not realize that it was possible to revoke this particular neder, Remei Omer Lo Yofer. And as the Ran explains, Lo Yofer Klal Komer. He cannot ever be made for the nether. He cannot be made for on the day he hears of the nether because Lemikur Yem Shammai. Elik Shri Yedeh Shuhu Yachal Hafer. It's not a true Yem Shammai since his knowledge was not sufficient to allow him to be made for. Nevertheless, the day that he learns of this is also not Yem Shammai. Di Yedi Kamais Legabe Shlo Yachal Hafer Acher Mikan Yem Shammai Mikri. The earlier day is considered the Yem Shammai in regard to invalidating future dates since he knew of the general concept of Hafara. The Chacham Im Yafar, the Chacham who the Gemara identifies as Rabbi Yehuda, the usual adversary of Rabbi Meir, says that he can be made for the same day. As the Ran explains, Dibiktas Yediyah Kakol Yediyah. Knowing about Hafara in general is sufficient to be considered Yem Shammai.